Now we're going to take a closer look now at a central figure in the story, the Russian ambassador to the United States. As we just heard, he met with Attorney General Sessions twice last year. He also spoke with other members of the Trump administration, including President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn stepped down after admitting that he had not been forthcoming with the vice president about those conversations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has this profile of the Russian ambassador.
Sergei Kislyak is not known to seek the limelight. He's a mild-mannered diplomat and arms control expert who came to Washington as ambassador in 2008. Speaking at Stanford University last November, he lamented how relations have soured since then.
We are living through the worst point in our relations after the end of the Cold War.
The ambassador complained that the U.S. is trying to contain Russia through sanctions and pressure. He said it's too early to see how this might change in a new administration, and Kislyak defended his contacts with Trump surrogates.
Our job is to talk to all the people, be it Republicans, be it Democrats, whether they work for a campaign or they do not work for a campaign. Our job is to understand.
Kislyak built a reputation here as a pragmatist. A former U.S. ambassador and NATO official, Alexander Vershbo, has known him since the 1990s.
I've negotiated with him directly on the NATO-Russia Founding Act. He was working under Foreign Minister Primakov at that time. Then we were together as ambassadors to NATO.
Vershbo says when he left that job to become ambassador to Russia, Kislyak gave him a gift, an album by the Red Army Chorus called Our Answer to NATO. It was all in good humor, he says, and that's the kind of ambassador Kislyak is, patriotic but also personable.
He's much more of a quiet behind-the-scenes type, you know, a real expert's expert on arms control and security issues, but also has a good reputation as a problem solver, one of the relatively pragmatic and non-polemical diplomats that I've dealt with.
A former Obama administration official, Philip Gordon, found that, too. In the early days of the Obama administration's so-called reset with Russia, Kislyak played a key role.
There was a real agenda, and Kislyak was a part of that positive development in relations between the two countries.
That was when Dmitry Medvedev was Russia's president. When Vladimir Putin returned to the job, the Kremlin set a different tone, says Gordon, now with the Council on Foreign Relations.
We started to hear the differences, and the Russian ambassador reflected those just as he reflected his government's policies when we were in a more positive phase.
Gordon says it was not surprising to see Kislyak make contacts with Trump surrogates during the campaign, but he says it is alarming that those advisors weren't upfront with Americans about those contacts. Those who support more pragmatic dealings with Russia say that just got more difficult. Paul Saunders is the executive director of the Center for the National Interest, a think tank that frequently hosted the Russian ambassador.
Very few people probably would want to meet with Russia's ambassador. That doesn't really have anything to do with him personally, but I think it's become, in our political climate, increasingly damaging to admit to contacts like that.
And that will likely be the same for the next ambassador. Russian news reports have said Kislyak could be replaced by Anatoly Antonov, who has a reputation as a hardliner. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.